support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC comes from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Good afternoon. I'm your Alaska Live host. I'm Lori Neufeld. I'd like to welcome Sidi Touré and Cedric Watson and friends with the International Blues Express. Can you introduce everybody, Cedric?
Oh, we're really happy to be here today. Yay! This is our second tour we're doing together. We have two great musicians from Mali, y'all. We have Mr. Sidi Touré, one of the greatest musicians of the Soré tribe from Mali. We also have a griot musician of the Mandenk tribe. His name is Mr. Abdoulaye Kone. And with us from Louisiana, we have Desiree Champagne, and she's from Hanville, Louisiana, playing the rub boards. And what we have is what we call the frottoir, the washboard. And I myself, originally from East Texas, presently out of Louisiana, I'm playing the fiddle. And all together, we call ourselves the International Blues Express, bringing that family back together.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you. Listen up. Maria La Luciana.
Oh, wow. International Blues Express. I bet you've never heard this word before for describing your music. Hypnotic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very visual. It's a very visual style of music. It's definitely all spirit, you know?
It really is. And I hear just the centuries and even millennium of music coming together in International Blues Express here, and it's all happening right here in our ears and in front of our eyes here. And wow, you guys are just a real tasty treat, I'd say.
It's really great because, like, we never had to get together and go over any chords or any kind of like sheet music because we all come from the same like background. If you go back about 1,000 years ago, you know, but somehow, even though the African Americans and the people from Africa were separated through slavery, the grooves and certain things in our music and our food were some of the only things that we kept that were truly African, you know. But this proves it.
Yeah,
we can all get together.
It
and make
really
happen.
Does. And you know, when I was a kid, I always thought, well, blues music is such an American thing.
Yeah.
And now I realize. Yeah, blues music is so widespread that it reached America from
that's right.
Africa, and you know, and so it's a traveler's music.
It's kind of like gumbo. When people think of gumbo, they think of Cajun people from Louisiana, when in actuality, gumbo has been cooked in Africa for thousands of years and still is, you know?
Yeah. And Creole is kind of the culture you come from,
that's right.
Cedric.
That's right.
Do you enjoy cooking too?
Oh, that's all I love to do. the way the Creole culture came about, Desiree and I, we come from a South, she's from South Louisiana. That's the roots of Creole. Mm-hmm. I'm from Southeast Texas. That's where Creole kind of bled over later after a few years. But the Creole people are a mix of the African slaves with the indigenous Americans, which are the Native Americans, and the people who colonized, which are the French and the Spanish. So after a while, we have our own, after generations, way of living and culture. And what I find is it's 75% to 80% African. You can feel it and taste it and hear it.
Wow.
You know.
And when you say Native American, even that goes into that hypnotic music also.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
See, what a lot of people forget is when they talk about African Americans and African music, is there is in Afro-American music, there's a big influence from the Native Americans. And you can hear it in the way we sing and our beats and stuff, you know. But the Native American cultures and the cultures from Africa were very similar in their beliefs.
It's an incredible sound and an incredible melding of traditions and culture that you guys have. Really looking forward to tomorrow night, Herring Auditorium stage. That's at 8:00 here in Fairbanks at Herring Auditorium. So that's going to be quite a treat too.
I think it would be really nice if we were to play a song that's very traditional to Sidi's mother and his community. But his mother played the yarka, which is the ancestor of what we call the violin.
Oh, really?
And it's made with wood or a gourd and skin stretched over it, like a banjo, like what we see here.
Yeah, and what's the name of the instrument?
That Konja is playing. Konja, he's playing a ngoni.
Ngoni.
Very traditional.
Uh-huh.
It's a goat skin, wood. But CD's going to play a song that's, this is a tune that he grew up hearing a lot in his community. And it was for the first child of your family.
Great.
You know, the day that he came, that God put that spirit to be born on earth. This is the celebration song that this is for.
CD's the first child of the family. He's the oldest.
Are you the first child of the family?
No.
Oh, no?
You should have been Benjamin.
Oh, Le Petit Bébé, he's the baby.
Oh, yeah, well, he heard this song. He played maybe for friends.
Many times. And the interesting thing is he says that the African fiddling is starting to fade away. There's an old woman back where he's from, and after she's gone, he's afraid that young people might not take it on.
You got to go over there and give some energy back to that fiddle.
That's an interesting song.
Great.
But I would like that before we start this, for everyone to imagine either your first child, or imagine yourself being the first child, a baby. And this is the first song that you hear when you come home, when you're born into this world.
Kagaiman, kihaja, idum kagan. Hawaiman, kihaja, idum kagan. Armaiman, kihaja, idum kagan. Mai mai mita faya koy deka hanagan. Mai mai mita faya koy deka hanara. Koy ni chebe di kaja hanaro, iya ni chebe di kaja hanaro. Ir koy ni chebe di kaja hanaro, iya ni chebe di kaja hanaro. Inna hanagar, inna hanaga, inna hanadan banda horeyaga. Inna hanagar, inna hanaga, inna hanadan banda horeyaga. Thank you. man ihajer ibun kagan hawoy man ihajer ibun kagan aramay man ihajer ibun kagan hanna kalay ma jazire hanna de Hanna de kanja go hanna ra Hanna de sidi go hanna ra Inna hanna gar
Inna hanna gar
Inna hanna gar banda bore ina za Inna hanna gar Inna hanna gar Inna hanna lang banda bore
City Touré and City Touré and the International Blues Express. There's so much hope and that feeling of proclamation, you know, this the firstborn is here. It's not a lullaby.
Mm-hmm. C'est pas un lullaby comme ça que nous autres chantons pour nos petits bébés. C'est plus quelque chose.
Ça c'est bon.
Yeah, it's a festival song almost because the child is here now and
oui.
Yeah.
C'est comme une chanson pour une grande célébration, mais c'est exactement ça que c'est.
Julie, c'est vraiment ça parce que c'est un moment très spécial au Mali, c'est les Songoï. Quand l'arrivée, on dit en français, quand l'enfant apparaît, le cercle de famille applaudit à grands cris. Quand l'enfant vient. Le cercle de la famille, c'est-à-dire la famille, applaudit à grand cri. La venue d'un enfant dans une famille, c'est beaucoup de choses.
Well, I believe what he's saying is, I love the way CD speaks French. That's one language that we have in common, you know.
Yeah, perfect.
But he's very poetic.
Mm-hmm.
But what I understand what he's saying is, when that baby is born to a family without a family, the circle is fulfilled. You know, when the baby is born, the circle of the family is fulfilled.
Yeah, and
parce que ce jour. Les vieilles, ceux qui ne peuvent même pas marcher, cette nuit, même s'il faut les mettre dans des charrettes, elles viendront danser le hanna de leurs petits-enfants. Ces chants et danses jusqu'à l'aube.
Ah, and he says that whenever this happens, this celebration, this is something that lasts all the way till the sun break, you know, it goes all the way, it's a big celebration.
And I bet the grandparents are there, the aunts, the uncles, the nieces, the nephews, the...
And they party all the way to the sun, you know.
Yeah. Wow. We just came out of the show from noon to one, PRI's The World, and Ali Fakatura does the theme music for The World. And so Touré must be a really good surname in Mali.
They're actually from the same tribe, the Souré tribe, and they're cousins.
Okay, so they are related even.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
That's interesting. And I played Vio Farkatura to start this show out, too. And is that his son?
Vio is his son,
uh-huh.
That's right.
Okay, so you are all related, Sidi. You guys play such gorgeous music together, and it's the grooves are just so infectious that you just catch on. And I wouldn't even think while you're playing that you're from different places in the world, and you are from far-flung places.
And we're definitely from places that come far from each other, you know? And we have that spiritual connection, but that cultural connection and the rhythms and everything, and it's just really amazing. Thank God it could happen, you know?
Go ahead.
The way I see it is I knew it was going to happen. I knew that it was going to, you know, melt together.
What I imagine is you're at the same festival. You're playing with your band, Cedric.
Right.
City's with his band, and you can feel it, and all of a sudden, late at night, in a jam session, either around a campfire, is the way I see it in my head, or maybe in a hotel room jam, that all of a sudden, it just clicks.
That's exactly what happened.
I didn't even read about that, but that's the way I felt.
The way I got into African string music is listening to Ali Faka Touré.
Yeah.
I was obsessed with it because they had that instrument, the yarka, sounds a lot like the fiddle.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to it so much, like for a year, I listened to that every night that I went to sleep. And whenever I saw, I was at Vancouver Folk Fest, and I saw on the write-up, it said, Sidi Touré. I'm like, wait a minute. This has to be a relative of Ali Faka Touré, or the music has to be similar. So I went and saw it. He had a fiddler with him, a yarka. Vieux homme qui jouait le yarka victoire. Et puis, when I saw that, I was just like, okay, that's cool. I love this. And my booking agent looked at me and said, how would you like to collaborate and do some music with him? I was like, anytime. I said, as long as Desiree can come. She's a rhythm master. So
yes, she is
that
on that washboard.
She's collaborating right
yeah.
there with me.
Great. Yeah. Were you there at the same place,
yes.
Desiree? You
yes,
remember? And welcome to Alaska Live and KUAC in Fairbanks. It's wonderful. I just found out before the show that there would be four of you, and I was so excited that it was going to be the rhythm section that made it here, too.
Yes.
And we have more International Blues Express members here. That's great.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And you've played with Cedric in bands before.
Yes. Just Cedric is actually my first band that I've ever played in, and I've been with him for just about 3 years now.
Well, it seems as though he relies on your rhythm.
Oh, I need it.
We rely on each other.
Yes.
Well, the fiddle is a very rhythmic instrument also because of the bowing.
When the band falls apart, send everybody home and just have a rub board and a fiddle and an accordion. That's the way they used to do it before the clubs and electricity.
That's right.
No offense to y'all back home, boss.
Well, what's next on the set list? I know I tried to give you a set list that wasn't yours earlier, but I'm sure you've got one in your head.
Pas janvier, on boss. This is an old waltz. There was this old Creole lady back in Louisiana, back in the old days. This was the 1800s. And she would play this song for funerals and weddings. And they all feel the same to me, both of them. You know,
it's a celebration of life.
Something, a death in the
it's
beginning.
It's a different one, you know.
So she would sing this song called Pas Janvier. This song is begging for the spirit of winter, which is Pas Janvier. In French, Janvier means January, to give back a dead person. Her name is Pauline. confusion.
Just plain good.
And that song, you can really hear the old French Celtic kind of
yes.
mixed in there with the...
And music, it really does just travel with travelers. Like the fiddle music here, the Athabascan fiddlers, you know, that came over from the French Canadians. And so you hear that in the native Alaskan Athabascan fiddling. Yeah. And so... it just travels on, and you know, musicians leave their instruments mm-hmm. and or sell them or trade them. And
the idea of it, someone might see it and want to make their own.
You know? Yeah, right. Exactly. You're from Louisiana now, or
yes, I've been living there now for 10 years in Lafayette.
Ooh, so Katrina was in your time of living.
Oh, definitely. I was standing outside whenever the news said that it was in New Orleans, you know. The sky was pink and orange kind of color in between. It was really weird.
Scary and weird.
But Lafayette wasn't touched, just a little wind.
Right. Wow, weird. The show Tremé, though, is about musicians and about after Katrina and about how the musicians came together. And
I'm actually in there.
Are you in there? Yeah, I thought so.
It's an episode called Smoke My Peace Pipe.
Nice. So you made it in an episode of the TV show Tremé, and that seems to capture that feeling of how music was a healing thing for the people of New Orleans.
Definitely. You know, because, I mean, even like a place like Haiti, you know, things, you always get these hurricanes and things coming through, these natural disasters.
Earthquakes,
but the people's
hurricanes.
Spirits are always there. Because they lose family members. They may have lost many people during Katrina. But those who are still alive are very happy to be alive, is what I find. And you must live your life to the fullest and celebrate every second of it that you have.
Well, and when you just said that waltz is played at both funerals mm-hmm. and at weddings.
That's right.
You know, and people sing together at funerals mm-hmm. and at weddings. People have parades where there's musicians.
As a matter of fact, Desiree can tell you, because she's closer from New Orleans, when people pass away, like they're known in that area for when people pass away, there's a big celebration.
Is it, Desiree, are there parades?
Yeah, there are. There are parades that they have. Well, not actually parades, but a band coming down the street, you know, marching, and the people are actually celebrating them going off to heaven, you know, where they should be. And as well as we have parades for other things like Mother's Day. You know, you wouldn't expect for a parade to go down for Mother's Day, but we all dress in white, the opposite of a funeral. You know, we're just black, but we all dress in white and we come down with a band and parade for that as well.
For Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And mothers are in the parade sometimes, or yes. They're the celebrated?
Yes, yes. They started off in church, and then we end off with a bunch of blues and jazz songs on the streets and... we have a Gandhi old time.
I love it. And you don't have to be a musician to be in a parade. You sing along, you dance, you sing. You hit some rhythm music.
Yes.
Musical instruments. That's fun. Very fun. And the International Blues Express, they had probably heard a song like that waltz that you played. Not that song, maybe, but they had already heard a song like that. And so to introduce it to them, it was just like any other song.
I think it's very interesting because a lot of the songs that we play, and we call them Creole or old American banjo tunes even, that predates bluegrass, they recognize the melodies as old African melodies.
Because the banjo actually came from Africa,
that's
is what I understand.
That's right. And I play some of the tunes for them, and the first thing they say is it sounds like an African tune, and you can hear it, you know, the ancient African. It just said, we speak another language. and we have different ways of doing our rhythms in a little slight different way. Yeah. But other than that, it's almost identical. There's just no bass guitar, no drums, and no electrics.
Right. You don't have a bass. Well, one of the reasons why there might not be a bass is because that's a heavy instrument to drag around.
The truth is, there never really was a bass in the old days. Okay. People had marimbas. Yeah. They would sit on these big hollow boxes, and they didn't have all the fancy notes. They just had the main notes, and they would hit these keys, these pieces of metal. But other than that, it was, you know, rhythms and strings.
Yeah.
Cedric explains, like, CD taught himself, and I'm doing that as well. And you actually like to play what you can hear, you know. So if you can hear the bass on your guitar, that's your bass.
Yes.
And that's what I do as well when I play the guitar.
Right. You play guitar, too.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how I met her. That's the way I met her, as a matter of fact, at an open mic night a few years ago.
Love it.
Yep.
Love it. Just in Madagascar, last month we got back from our honeymoon, and they play this bamboo zither. It's a vahila, I think. I don't know. Siddhi, what is that?
Did they blow it?
It's played like it's a stringed instrument, and it's on a bamboo.
Madagascar.
And it's from Madagascar.
It's a Malagash.
Yeah, and it's very popular there, and they were stringing it with old bicycle brake cables.
Yeah,
you know, because
that's cool.
That's what you've got.
Yep, that's cool.
And it was really cool. And the guy that played with a, it's like a zither because they don't blow into it.
They actually play strings.
Yeah, they.
It's interesting because in Madagascar they have a unique Creole culture too.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, they speak French, and it's a, so interesting. And the food and the music and the culture just all kind of blend into one. And
Asiatic, African, Asian, French, all that's together in there. Even the Saudi Arabia, all that Indian Ocean.
Yeah, and now even more with the gems mining in there too.
Yeah.
So it was very interesting traveling through Madagascar and hearing the music. And
the world is more homogenous than we think.
It really is.
Yeah.
Talking to Taj Mahal a few years back, and we were kind of joking about that idea of world music. We were just both joking about it's just music.
That's all.
That's all.
Just music.
You know, it's just music. So
from another part of the world.
That's right. Well, let's hear some music.
You know the
music.
Chanson? Laquelle? Okay. We're going to do another front porch style, old Louisiana style tune for you. But one thing I found interesting about this song is when we first all jammed it together, the first thing they told me, they said it sounds like a song from the Bambara tribe.
So and that's in Mali also.
In Mali, Bambara people. But the thing is, if you do research on Louisiana slaves, a lot of them were from the Igbo and the Bambara tribes.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of the first slaves.
I feel like we're getting the most interesting music lesson with our concert here. Yeah. This is one of the best Alaska Lives.
If I was to go to Louisiana and say, you know this song, Luza Bebe? That's a Bambara African song. But where'd you come with all that Bambara and all that? But the weird thing is, in Louisiana, in the colloquial Creole French, if you tell someone they're being kind of an asshole or something, I hate to say that, but you tell someone they're being kind of a, you know, whatever.
Yes, we know.
You say, quit being a bambara. In Creole, you say that. Ain't that weird? And I don't think they have any idea what that word means. It just kind of developed over time. Okay, enough talking. Talk too much.
Thank you.
la bébé, bébé Carrière, un grand musicien qui reste à l'hôtel. C'est le plus à bébé, bébé Carrière, il jouait son violon avec tout son cœur.
Watch out, Fairbanks, Alaska. They will be on the Herring Auditorium stage tomorrow night. You can find out more about that at fairbanksconcert.org. It's the International Blues Express here on Alaska Live, and you'll be playing on stage tomorrow night at Herring at 8 p.m. And oh boy, that is so fun.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. We just love it every time we can do this, you know.
The smiles abound in here. You have to hear it in the music, I'm sure. And you can see them all smiling and playing tomorrow night. Wow. This was just a great time. Thank you so much, Cedric and Desiree and CD. And we just had left the room. So I guess we are at the finale here.
Thank you.
Thank you. For Alaska Live and KUAC, I'm your host, Lori Neufeld. KUAC's Alaska Live series of live music and conversation with local and visiting artists is provided by a grant from Design Alaska, Architecture and Engineering for the New Frontier.